We continue the discussion of, as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch and the Bi'ur Halacha expanded, the great mitzvah there is in davening Kvasikin. But I saw that in the Shas Tshuvas Oz Nidbaru Simen Lamed Ches. So, the person who's writing to the Oz Nidbaru, apparently, his question is that the Mishnah Berurah says, V'oisim has a hearing. So, obviously, the Mishnah, when Mishnah Berurah is saying that you could daven be Yechidus, even in order to daven be by Vesikin, it's only somebody who does it all the time. And Mitzvah Shem will speak, what does that mean? But this person who's writing the Shaila to the Oz Nidbaru says he researched and the Rishonim and the Achronim, and he doesn't find any of the Rishonim and the Achronim saying this point, that this halacha of Yekadav B'Yechidus is only by Zahirim. So he asks, where does the Mishnah Berurah take it from? So first of all, he establishes, doesn't it, Brew, that the Mishnah Berurah in himself, the Bi'ur Halacha, Mishnah Berurah himself, is considered a valid source. It's an interesting approach that he takes. The approach is that when the Mishnah Berurah says something, it becomes in itself a very valid source. But he does say that there's a svara to understand what the Mishnah Berurah says, because as we know how important tefillah betzibur is, he says only when somebody has a real chavivus to mitzvah, then we could have a suggestion that it could be doicha tefillah betzibur. But if you're not doing it on a regular basis, that isn't considered, you don't have the right not to daven tefillah betzibur. Moreover, he says, what is the definition of the word, and we read this in our previous year, what is the definition, he says, of the word vesikin? The definition of the word mesikin, he says, is anoshim anovim mechavim mitzvah. So he says, what is the definition of mechavim mitzvah? The definition of mechavim mitzvah is that they do the mitzvah this way all the time. But if you're not doing the mitzvah this way all the time, then you can't be considered a mesikin. Now it's a person who does the mitzvah this way all the time is considered the seeker, and he has the right, as the Mishnah Berurah says, to even not daven tefillah betzibur. But if somebody who doesn't do it all the time, then you can't call him of a seeker, that he should have a right not to daven tefillah betzibur. And he brings a nice raya. He says, this concept that if you do a mitzvah all the time, it has a different perspective in halacha. He says there's a question if you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos during the 9 days. There's a question if you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos. He says, who has such a question? Somebody who doesn't go to the mikveh all the time. But if you're a person that goes to the mikveh all the time, every Friday, then you're allowed to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos Chazoyim. If you're a person who goes to the mikveh every Shabbos, every day, then it's much easier for you to be allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos as well. But then he asks, what happens is the halacha regarding somebody who's learning in yeshiva. The yeshiva has a tefillah, but tzibra has a minyan where they expect the Talmidim HaYeshiva to daven at. What is the halacha such a person? So he says, as important of davening v'sikin, as we're learning now from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Brura, davening in the yeshiva, for somebody who learns in the yeshiva, is more important than anything else. He says a chiddush. He says, if somebody is learning in the yeshiva, and he missed tefillah b'tzibur, so now of the yeshiva, he missed the minyan of the yeshiva, he says it's better that he should daven in the Beis Medrash of the yeshiva b'yechidus versus going to another shul and davening tefillah b'tzibur. And he says that this is a psak that he heard from Reb Cheskel Levenstein Zatzal, the Ponovitcher Mashgiach. Big chiddush. And in fact, he says that Reb Cheskel Levenstein would daven. Reb Cheskel Levenstein wanted to daven in yeshiva, but on the other hand, when the yeshiva didn't daven v'sikin, and on the other hand, he did want to fulfill what we learn here. So he says what he used to do is get up every morning before the nights, put on tefillin, say Krishma then, and then take off the tefillin, and daven with the minyan kavu and the yeshiva. And I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Alich Shlomo, Perek Hey, Horah 56, that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that one shouldn't be mevatel sidrei yeshiva or davening in the yeshiva when the yeshiva davens, the ones learning in the yeshiva, in order to daven with the nets. Moreover, there are paiskim that disagree, and they say that even though the Shulchan Aruch teaches us how important it is to daven by the nights, it can't be at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur. And not only can't it be at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur, but I saw from Das Nidbru in a different tshuva, in Chelik Rebeis, Simen Membeis, where he says that to some bachrim that they want to be up the whole night learning. He says, if the expense of being up a whole night learning is that he's not going to daven with the yeshiva, he also says, and he's not going to follow the Sidra Yeshiva, then it's not worth doing it. The Meches Yitzchak has a tshuva in Chelik Gimel Simen Ayin Aleph. The question is where somebody wants to follow the Zman Tefila of Zman Krishma of the Magen Avraham, which is considerably earlier than the Zman of the Gra. So what should he do? Should he daven be Yechidus and to make the Zman Magen Avraham, which is the L'chatchila de Zman, or should he wait to follow the opinion of the Gra? So he says that he shouldn't do that. He says that, yes, there's a point of following the opinion of the Magen Avraham, but not at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur. There's also a tshuva in the Shiles of Tshuvas, Be'er Moshe, Chelik Ches, Simen Nun Zayin, where he quotes the Mishnah Brura, the B'Alacha that we've been quoting in our Shiurim. But he also quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger, and the Shas Tshuvas Helful Chashiva, who disagrees with the Mishnah Berura and says that as important and as valuable davening kivasikin is, it doesn't mean it should be at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur. He also quotes the Shas Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak, who also holds that tefillah b'tzibur supersedes davening the nets, and therefore he paskins that it's better to daven b'tzibur, and he holds that, let's say, the only minyan you have davens before the nets, and the halacha is of course one should not daven before the nights. He says tefillah b'tzibur by him is so important that it supersedes davening by the nights, and it even allows you to daven before the nights if necessary. He also goes into a discussion that in general it's hard to identify exactly what is the time of the nets. There's a tshuva in the Child's Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yudalid Simon Hey. Also this question: what's better? He quotes the Maiserav from the Gra that held that tefillah, not like the Mishnah Berura, and it's interesting to point out, in our previous shiur, I quoted the Me'adim Hazmanim, and the Rishonim that the Me'adim Hazmanim quote, who in general say that Krishma should be said by the nets, and davening should be after that. He says that it's interesting that that's the opinion of the Gra, and he actually wonders why the Mishnah Berura doesn't quote the opinion of the Gra. So we actually have two things from the Gra. One is that the Gra holds that Krishma should not be said by the nets, before the nets, but only by the nets. And the Mishnah Berura, and number two, that the Gra held that Vesikin does not supersede davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. He too addresses the question that we quoted at the beginning of this shiur, that from where does the Mishnah Berura make this distinction between somebody who is Zohir or not? So he has a nice teretz. He says that if we look at the Mishnah Masechet Brachos, on which the Mishnah Berura bases, that the Mishnah Berura quotes, he says, he quotes the Shilta Gebayrim, who says that when is there halacha that you should say Krishma standing in the mikveh, was only said levasikin shayichredim lasis mitzvah na mufchar. V'kayin Krishma samach la netzachama v'samchem lagula tefillah mispalim acha netz miyad. So he says what the Mishnah Berura was saying, was not just saying that that Mishnah Masechta Brachos shows us the great value of davening or saying Krishna by the nets. The Mishnah is actually to be understood even deeper. The way to understand the Mishnah, based on that Shulchan Gemara, is that the Mishnah is saying, when do I allow you to daven standing in the mikvah, if you're a person that's of a seeking person, that's always careful to daven that way. So then I tell you, you can say Krishna in the mikvah. So we see that the Shilta Gebayim already was the one that made this distinction between somebody who's rogel versus somebody who's not rogel. Moreover, he says, the fact that somebody's ruggle makes it into a nether, sort of a nether. So therefore, because he has a nether that he's going to daven always, v'sikin, so that's why it supersedes davening tefillah b'tzibur. But somebody who doesn't do it on a regular basis is not considered that he has that nether and therefore doesn't have the right to push away tefillah b'tzibur. So then he continues saying, he's saying the person who davens with the nets is not just a mitzvah and a mufchar. The nets is the proper time of davening. Whereas tefillah b'tzibur, it doesn't speak to the tefillah itself. It only speaks to the environment of the tefillah. And that's why such a person should daven by the nets, even if it's b'yichidus. But then the question is, who is considered a ruggle? Who is considered a ruggle? So I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very interesting approach. He says the definition of a ruggle does not necessarily mean someone who davens Krishma every day by the nets. He says, let's say you have a minig, you daven every Rosh Chodesh by the nets. You have a minig that you daven every Erev Rosh Chodesh by the nets. So it's not like you daven every day by the nets, but you daven every Rosh Chodesh by the nets, or you daven every Erev Rosh Chodesh by the nets, that's enough to make you be considered a rogel for that day. Rav Chaim Kamievsky, I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, takes a different approach. And it seems that he holds that even if you don't do it every day, but to you, you have on a specific day, you have something to daven for, or you wake up and you feel that today's the day I should daven the nets, even though you don't necessarily do it every day, that's already enough to be considered what the Mishnah Berurah calls hazoyer, and you have a right to daven, and you have a right to daven that day by the nets, even if it means davening by yichidus. Another very big chiddush that I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is that he quotes Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, who apparently paskened that not only does the Mishnah Berurah say that you're allowed to daven by yichidus if you ruggle to daven by the nets, but if you get daven by yichidus, you're going to miss Baruch Hu. And you miss Kedusha. So that such a person, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal asked, have the obligation now, after he finished davening by the nets, to go find a shul in order that he should be able to daven and he should hear Baruch Hu, or he should say Kedusha. So Rav Scheinberg says that Avada, it's the appropriate thing to do, but he's not obligated to do, because of the Mishnah Berurah paskens that the davening of the nets supersedes tefillah b'tzibur. Included in that psak chiddush is that he's absolved from Baruch Hu and Kedusha. And of course, the best thing is to daven kivasikin by the nets with a minyan, and that Hashem should help all of our tefillahs should be answered, listened to, and answered b'toif.